Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a mic on, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together, you
please.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. You know, I think I ought to explain something to y'all. You know, when I wake up in the morning and I say, dig me now, what I'm asking you to do is, it's old school, you know, man. You know, you see old people say, I dig, you know, da-da-da. Never stop saying it. Sorry. But dig me now is just, I want you to really feel me. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because really, this morning inspiration is all given in the spirit of sharing and love. It ain't about to expose me in any way. That's not the purpose of it. But I found that in my morning inspiration, that it's best that I use some things about myself. Because, I mean, what better example can I use? Because I know me. I know what's happened to me. I know exactly how I felt all along the way concerning almost everything, every aspect of my life. I now fully do really understand why God had my life spin the way it spun. And here's a part that I want to give to you this morning. That first of all, whatever position you find yourself in today, we kind of come to one realization that we got ourselves there. We put ourselves there by a series of thoughts and actions. Thoughts turn into things. That's very important to know. So let's look at both sides of it. For people who think negative thoughts, it turns into negative things. And the direct opposite is true for those who think positive thoughts. It turns into positive things. That's the deal. It's as simple as that, folks. I cannot break it down any cleaner. I cannot make it any clearer. Thoughts become things. So the one glaring question for all of us always is, on a daily basis, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Because I can assure you, and it's not by a promise of mine, this is not a theory that Steve Harvey then came up with. This is a fact of life. This is biblical. This is spiritual. This is written. This is philosophical. This is the law of the universe. However you need to drink this medicine to take to get it down and feel what I'm saying to you, this is just the way it is. Now, and here the cold part, folks. It don't matter if you believe me or not. It does not matter if you have never been explained this or not. And it does not matter if you think it works in your life or not. It don't matter. Listen to me. It is the way it is. It is a scriptural. It is a spiritual. It is philosophical. It's just whatever the law of the universe, you call whatever you want to call. However you got to dress this thing up to put it in the phase that you can feel me, I want you to feel me now because this all it is. So when I say that you are where we are today because we thought ourselves here, oh, you best to believe that's true. You thought yourself here. No one else. See, let me explain something. I got people around me who so badly want to take credit for it, but I don't allow it because I keep pointing to the heavens. I keep pointing and trying to say it out loud as many times as I can without being so offensive that my life is by design, by grace and mercy, by blessings from God. My life is because God has seen it to be so. Oh, but I got plenty of people around me who want credit for it and want you to not give credit to God and give it to them. I got that. I got that. But I understand that. See, I understand what that is. That's a person whose design is to get the credit. But it's okay. It's so clear to me what my father was saying to me, man. I get it as I get older and older. He always said to me, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. See, I don't know how people say it in church. You know, sometimes they go, well, people come into your life for seasons. And I guess that's the same thing. You know, they season up, they gone. Well, you know, but then hear the way they try to hold you, though. Oh, you going to forget where you come from? Oh, you ain't going to keep it real no more? And so you find yourself trying to not forget where you come from and keep it real no more. But to what end? Is it to the good of your end or is it to the good of their end? To what end is keeping it real and not forgetting where you come from if it does not allow you to progress and move forward? I got where I come from. I don't want to stay there no more. I don't forget where I come from. I know full well what I've been through, but that's what drives me because I don't want to go back to that. That's the push for me. I don't want that no more. I don't want to go back where I come from. I don't want to keep it that real no more. It was real enough for me living in a car. I had enough of that real. I don't want to keep it real. No, I don't keep it real. I want to go keep it dreamy. I want to go keep it fantasizing. I want to keep it out of this world. I want to keep it off the chain. I want to keep it moving. I want to keep it balling. I want to see what that's like. So, no, I ain't going to forget where I come from. But you ain't going to hold me to that, though. See, thoughts become things. All day long, where's your vision board? Where are the things that you want written down? What do you think about the most? How grateful are you for what all God has done for you? Where you at with that? See, here another law. If thoughts become things, here come the moment, y'all. If thoughts become things, let me ask you this. If all you thinking about is your debt, if all you thinking about is what you ain't got, if all you thinking about is, oh, woe is me, if all you thinking about is every time I turn around, I'm sick, if all you thinking about is the things in life that you're lacking, if that's all you thinking about, and if thoughts become things, how much debt you think you're going to stay in? How much lacking you think you finna fill your life with? How much more stuff you finna not have? Because you keep thinking about it all the time. When you going to be grateful? When you going to say thank you? When it's going to come out your mouth, man, that I may not be where I want to be, but I sure am grateful for what you've given me so far. For the things I have today, because I don't have to have these things. You know what that does? That then opens up room for more stuff to come your way to be grateful for. But if you're going to be ungrateful, oh, man, let me ask you something. I ain't God. I don't claim to be. But let me ask you something, man. If you're ungrateful for the things we got, if we can't show no gratitude for what we have, why would God give us some more stuff to be ungrateful for? What would he do that for? Man, I blessed you with that. You ain't like that. I gave you this. You ain't said nothing to me about that. You ain't feeling me on this right here. So I tell you what, man, let me stop giving this dude something, because he just over here, he ain't glad for nothing. Because if I give him some more, he going to be mad about that too. Ta-da! Anybody feel me right now? So when I say, come on, y'all, dig me now. Do you understand why I say dig me? Because I want you to feel me. I want you to understand and come to the understanding. Not saying you ain't, because there's so many people got a deeper understanding than me about this whole thing. I promise you they do. But they listen to me. I'm just trying to get you to walk up in this light, man, so you can go on with your life and quit tripping yourself out with your thoughts, because thoughts become things. All right, all day.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, monkeys, zookeepers, chitlin cleaners, barbecuers, post-nasal drip folks, yard workers, people with hemorrhoids,
chimney sweepers,
chimney sweepers,
street cleaners,
paper boys, people who baptize people,
people who
the
catch,
deacon bowl,
who catch the people who are
people who catch people who are falling out from being touched by a healer.
All of them.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But especially the monkeys, because I don't know why I love monkeys like I do, but I do. I love monkeys. I just don't like them live. I like to watch them, but go over there. I went
monkeys
over Michael
are
House
unique. You really, you're right, man.
I went over Michael House one time, and Bubbles was in there, and he treat Bubbles like a person. Mm-hmm. Steve, you want to hold Bubbles? Nope. Yeah. Bubbles look just like my Aunt Agnes.
Steve, really?
Stop that.
No, I'm not going to stop that. And you know why, Tommy? Because Aunt Agnes is in all of my jokes. Because she was hateful to me as a child.
So she's your reference, huh?
Every time I want to do a fat or ugly joke, it's her. You ain't going to ever be now with your little stupid stuttering self.
Aunt Agnes.
Damn, man. Who want to go to the store for a nickel? Me. And I'll be all day waiting on it to come back, because you're down there studying for 15 minutes. Hell, you go to the store and earn the nickel. Oh, okay. Helpful. So all of my jokes are about Aunt Agnes. And she's still living, too.
So she must be pleased to hear her name.
Oh, she be so mad at me, Shirley. Why you always talking about me? Because you hateful. I've been planning on getting you back since I was 9.
You've been plotting.
Yeah. I just needed a platform. You it. Morning, Shirley, everybody. Calling Junior.
Morning, everyone.
You know, I know y'all was trying to be
morning,
quiet.
Morning, everybody.
I was talking.
Morning. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Just wanted to start it a little bit different today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, about different.
That? You know, just get something off my chest. Y'all know how that is. We'll
all right.
Be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. 30-something funny's coming.
Coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yay, yay!
You've been doing okay so far.
Okay,
pretty good.
I'm hanging in there.
And you, our listeners, could win a chance at Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million, okay? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to steveharveyfm.com to register to play. Are you ready, nephew?
Hey, Shirley, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know the phrase. You know the phrase. The nephew is ready. That's Einstein, nephew. Nephew Einstein. I don't know how to do it. Let's see.
You're going
Thomasstein.
Down.
You know what I mean.
All right, you heard him.
Coming up, something funny at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for something funny. I know you got it. I know. I'm ready.
Man, I was listening to some old LTD this weekend, Steve. Man, boy, woo!
Jeffrey Osborne.
You know you boo me. Good time.
Yeah, that's real.
I forgot how bad they were, man. I was bad.
Dog. Man. You hear that band? Oh, your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade. Oh, your touch is grown cold.
Yeah.
Seems someone else controls your very soul. I'm fool downhearted as long as I can. I can feel the presence
of another man. Taking my place.
You would stay just to watch me, darling, drift away from lies within. Can't stop the hurting, living on the run, taking all for granted. Like you're the only one.
Oh, that's some rest.
I know I could turn.
First, I didn't think so.
Thinking you'd be
now
gone.
Now he's been energized.
I must be prepared any time to carry on. So minute by minute. I keep holding on. Man, who else?
Who else?
Say somebody.
OJ.
Let me make love to you, darling.
You forgot that part.
I love that part.
I can't wait.
You all should do a duet of,
say it. Just say it.
Of your favorite
blue magic.
No, say it.
Side show, baby. Come on.
So let the side show begin.
Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. See the man with the broken heart. You see that he is sad.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, it hurts so bad.
So bad.
Come on, Shirley.
Oh, intruders.
I'll always love my mama.
She's my favorite girl.
Yeah. Only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Said they talking about mama.
What? Come on. I want to know your name.
Yes.
Who stayed haunted? Call me, baby, it's 2 o'clock.
Christ, I love my
it's just that someone
Cooper, yeah.
Over,
nice.
Baby, I really want to be with you. And if I chance,
let me come home. You.
Wait, he got verse 2. Come on.
I know.
Make a motion.
Tag team.
And let me be.
And if I chance,
I can hold you.
I know.
If you get down to another, don't get too down to another. That's the way you go. Gonna love strength. I don't need now. We're down need now. Take it to ride.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Come on, Steve.
Oh, Lord.
If you don't know me by now, you will never know me. Ooh.
Up in here.
All the things.
Yeah, it is.
That we've been through.
Thanks,
Steve.
Baby, I've got mine.
And woman, you
got yours. You got yours, too. Boy, what about this one right here? Oh, the greatest two-part love song ever written.
I miss you, miss you.
Oh, I miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
Who's that?
baby.
They, oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's Harold Melvin and
girl, I know the truth about it.
Oh, that was, oh, yeah.
That I just can't live without you. And that's why I'm confessing my love to you, baby. Who else?
Who else? You didn't do the dramatics.
Oh, yeah.
What you waiting on?
Yeah.
You gave your all in all
to nobody
you.
Knows this one, though.
And he wasn't true. He tried to find
B-side.
Another girl. Listen to this. Sweeter than you.
That's sweeter.
Imagination set him on a wild goose chase.
I don't know this one.
This is the one he always sings that we don't know.
That no other girl could ever take
toast
your
is the
place.
That's what I said. Is this the toast?
So now he's trying hard ooh, to get you back. But you know the fool's heart's made of cellophane. You can see
cellophane?
Through that. When he had your loves in the palms of his hands, he just wasn't satisfied. So he jived and connived, and he had to have another girl right there by your side. Oh, let's give a toast.
Give a toast.
Give a toast to the fool who let you go. Who let you go? You can't hurt you no more. No, no, no. Three times. To the fool.
All right, coming up next, it's Run That Prank Back with the Nephew. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here is the king of pranks, though, with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Limo bank job. Run that, Kevin.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Yeah, it's Cecil. Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to like a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm gonna hit the drop off. Let me get the dough for him and all
you
that.
You want me to call you back?
Hold the phone. All right.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right, Tony.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay. What you need? Listen, we got the SUV. We got a sedan or two. We got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up, what time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour. Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3-hour minimum, the first 3 hours.
65?
Okay.
Well, all I need is an hour, man, really like 45 minutes. So do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. Let me see. I tell you what, I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now I want you to know, I'm gonna let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm gonna let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up, and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 9812. And where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 tonight. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. So that's 45 minutes. You have 2 an hour you're going to need. 11:45. That makes it look like I see 12:45, 12:30, 12:45. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in your business, and we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to something like that, right?
No, I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get
out of there. Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight, and you picking something up at midnight, and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, just come, when we get in, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man, it sounds like you're in some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me stop you.
What I'm telling you is, man, once we come out the bank, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this here. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and them going to blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go and
you
bring me back to my apartment.
Look, brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you young now. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type. Boy, you need to slow down because they got some. You feel me? They got
hey,
some.
Man, hold on, man. Hold on. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know
me
at all.
I don't need to know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving a limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb shit. You watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mouth, I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy. See? Now you're talking about going down and robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you so ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I wanted to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cardell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you well. They're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I
heard. No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cardell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio?
No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cardell got me to prank phone call you, man.
I'm going to get that. Man, well, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah, been there.
All right, man. Calm down, baby. Calm down, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cardell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
There it is. It's the few, baby.
You play too much.
You play
too much.
August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm going to say it again. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Nephew is at the Stardome, Birmingham, Alabama. One of the biggest and baddest comedy clubs in the country, the Stardome. If you're in that area or around the way, get your tickets because the fool is coming. And ignorance only comes around once every 2-3 years. And here I come. Stupidity is on the way. What you think about that, huh? Ignorosity. Ignorosity.
We live with it every day, so we understand. We'll be back at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, Tommy, it's Friday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling smart.
Oh, my goodness. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Who we got?
because coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
There's no possible way.
Oh, God. Up for grabs is a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million.
I'm sure
that's appealing, and you can't play unless you register at steveharveyfm.com. Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
All right, Steve, let's go. Introduce Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is here again. I don't know what this is, but slowly we are losing friends of the morning show.
Yeah.
What is it now? Let's murder her here.
All right, here we go. Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B.
This is a really big song.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. And
Bodak Yellow.
I meant to say Bodak Yellow is a big song. She even recorded it in Spanish. It's huge.
Yeah, people love it.
And it's dissing people. The song that I wrote is dissing people also.
All right.
Okay.
It's dedicated to people who go to school with a lot of stuff, and they got everything, and you don't have a damn thing.
Oh, I remember being that dude.
I remember that was me. I had nothing.
Uh-huh.
That's what this song is about.
Had everything. Car, everything.
Who had everything?
Charles Tripley, Fly Knits,
everything. Al Flowers had every damn thing. Wore a different outfit every day.
He drove a brand new car to school as a senior.
Yeah.
A new car, though.
I got that in there. All that's in the song. You didn't have a damn thing. You had to hold your new clothes till a week after. This is for you right here. Follow me on J-Spot Comedy. Check it out. This is the song on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I ain't rich, but you can mess with me, cause all my stuff is new. These ain't knockoffs, cause my daddy got them. These my school shoes from the store, and I've got some more. These is brand new. I know you sick, so you can shut your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I eat hot lunch, and I got money too. I'll lend you a pair if you want me to. I wear a new pair every week. You lucky that I speak to you. I got money, my stepdaddy rich, and I drive to school. Now it's time for some fake Spanish. I really hope that I don't offend. Better surf on my daddy, get on my pa, eh? Meaning, meaning, money, more, uno, better get it, bump. Bubblegum, bubblegum, bubblegum. Bubblegum.
That's a hot track.
Fire.
My stepdaddy rich.
I know.
Right.
You lucky that I speak to you.
I know.
And I drive to school. It was Al Flowers.
Jay, you're so committed, though, when you do them, Jay. You're so committed. I love that.
But actually what's be saying? Thinking he can sing.
Yeah.
And rap.
I ain't never seen nobody cover this many age ranges.
You do it, right? Only Jay. Only Jay. He knows all the hot jams, all of them.
Am I too old to do this?
No.
Yeah. No.
All right, listen, we have to get to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, guys, and good morning. Okay, and I'm starting out with some wonderful news. North Korea has returned the remains believed to be of 55 U.S. troops killed during the Korean War, and that brings renewed hope to families who have waited decades for closure. They're going to be doing DNA testing on the remains. The return of those remains brought to a U.S. base in South Korea now is the latest move in that cautious diplomacy between Washington and Pyongyang. The repatriation was agreed to at that June summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and it's hoped that more will follow. House conservatives are in a fight with the U.S. Justice Department over document requests. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the DOJ is working on fulfilling Republican requests for more documents related to the FBI, probes into Hillary Clinton's email server, and the FBI's probes into the Trump campaign's contact with the Russians. Now, two GOP representatives are actually calling for Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's impeachment. However, House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's not with that.
Do I support impeachment of Rod Rosenstein? No, I do not. I do not for a number of reasons. First, I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard.
One of the main sponsors of the impeachment effort, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, happens to be he's already announced his bid, by the way, to become Speaker after Paul Ryan retires, just so happens. Now that President Trump and the European Union have agreed to hold off on retaliatory tariffs for now, levies which were affecting U.S. agriculture, auto, steel, and aluminum products, Trump spoke to farmers in Iowa yesterday and told them how he got the EU to continue to buy American again, at least for a while.
I said to the Europeans, I said, do me a favor. Would you go out to the farms in Iowa and all the different places in the Midwest? Would you buy a lot of soybeans right now? Because that whole soybean thing is now going to be opened up. No tariffs, no nothing, free trade. I call it free trade. See, that's called free trade.
Farmers have taken a financial hit ever since Trump slapped tariffs on imported steel and aluminum because in response, the Europeans, the Canadians, the Chinese, and the Mexicans imposed levies on American goods like soybeans and stuff. Okay, doesn't look like the former CEO and founder of Papa John's Pizza is ready to disappear just yet. John Schnatter is now suing the pizza chain, accusing the company of not providing access for his attorneys to documents in which he's accused of inappropriate behavior. Now, John Schnatter was asked to step down as chairman of the board recently over his use of the N-word and allegedly a detailing description of how he said white people used to murder black people when he was growing up in Indiana during a company conference call. It was over a sensitivity training of all things. And that's when that did. But there were other problems earlier and before against Schnatter. So now he's fighting back, and he says he shouldn't have stepped down. And he wants to know why. Finally, the next class of Kennedy Center honors has been announced. It includes the jazz legend Wayne Shorter. It includes country music star Reba McEntire. And maybe this is the first time, not to a person, but to an art, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton has been nominated for a Kennedy Center honor. All right, Steve Harvey Morning Show back with you with more entertainment coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Find out on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's Boys meet our contestant, roll. Please.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Faith from Atlanta, Georgia.
Faith?
Yes.
Talking about Stevie J, Faye?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're cross-pollinating, Tommy.
I know. What you do for a living, Faye?
I'm actually in the shipping business, import-export.
Import, really? Export. Oh, she's smart. Okay. Oh, she's she's brilliant.
Smart. Okay. 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 Okay.
She know area codes and everything, man.
Yeah, you think you're smarter than me, Faye?
Definitely, Tommy. Come on now.
Come on, girl.
Wow.
Oh, you sound like this. I love talking, man. Goes without saying. Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen. Shirley is going to ask both of us trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds is the winner. Got it?
Okay. Got it.
All right.
All right.
Bye, stupid.
Bye.
All right, Tommy. Faith is ready. We need you to step out of the studio, please, so you can hear the questions.
Door already.
Wow.
All right, Faith. Ooh. We can do this, Faith.
It's gonna be hard
come on
for
now.
Tommy to be Faith,
we can do
man.
This.
You can't be Faith, man.
Come on. Yeah. Import, no.
Gotta have faith. Gotta have
you
faith.
You gotta have faith, man.
You ready, Faith?
I'm ready.
All right, Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock, please. Thank you. All right, Faith. Faith, what is the only bird that flies backwards?
Oh, pass.
What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand?
A torch.
The teddy bear is named after what former U.S. president?
Teddy Roosevelt.
What is the main ingredient in Thousand Island salad dressing?
Mayonnaise.
What Michael Jackson song has the lyrics, Annie, Are You Okay, in it?
Annie, Are You Okay? Smooth Criminal.
Spud Webb retired from what professional sport?
Basketball.
Rhinoplasty is better known as what?
That's surgery on your nose.
What U.S. holiday is celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday of November?
Thanksgiving.
What animal...
Woo! Go, Faith!
All right, Faith. Faith, you have me proud, girl.
Okay.
Girl, you did good.
You did good.
But you all think she did great?
Oh, she did great.
Uh-huh. I think so, too. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Shirley.
Yeah, Faith.
Can't beat Faith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Faith.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you, girl.
Yes. When we come back, we're going to find out who is the smartest. Is it the nephew or will it be Faith? We are playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We'll be back at 34 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, you're back in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And man, our contestant, Faith.
Ooh, she killing it.
Tommy, I know, man. I say this a lot, but Faith is really smart, okay?
Oh, God.
So, you're going to need Faith to beat her.
Yeah. Yeah. You better have some faith. Yeah. All right, so Tommy, are you ready?
Oh, you got to do all that.
That don't do nothing for you.
Nothing.
That nothing.
All right, come on, Kat.
Let's go.
60 seconds, please, Kat. What is the only bird that flies backwards?
What? Pass.
What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand?
Torch.
The teddy bear was named after what former U.S. president?
Roosevelt.
What is the main ingredient in Thousand Island salad dressing?
Relish.
Which Michael Jackson song has the lyrics, Annie, Are You Okay, in it?
Smooth Criminal.
Spud Webb retired from what professional sport?
Basketball.
Rhinoplasty is better known as what?
Pass.
What U.S. holiday is celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday of November?
Thanksgiving.
What animal represents the Democratic Party?
Elephant.
In what movie?
Hurry.
In the movie Flight, who has the lead?
Denzel.
Yeah, time's up.
Oh, man, yeah. She stumbled on the sentence.
I love it. So, time's up. We finished.
Time's up.
Yeah. Since you've been asking no more.
All right, let's see. We got to tally up the results.
It ain't stumbling that got you, though, Tommy.
No, it's not that.
It's the lack of knowledge.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, here go the questions. Here go the questions and the answers, all right, as we tally. What is the only bird that flies backwards? Hummingbird.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand? A torch. The teddy bear was named after what former U.S. president? President Theodore Roosevelt. What is the main ingredient in Thousand Island salad dressing? Mayonnaise. Which Michael Jackson song has the lyrics, Annie, Are You Okay, in it? That would be Smooth Criminal. Spud Webb retired from what professional sport? Basketball. Rhinoplasty is better known as what? A nose job. What U.S. holiday is celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday of November? Thanksgiving. What animal represents the Democratic Party? The donkey. In the movie Flight, who was the lead male actor? Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
So come on.
All right. Tally.
Good job, Faith.
Tally. All right, let's see. Tommy, you got 5 correct. And Faith, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Faith is our winner.
I told you. You can't beat Faith. Tommy, you can't.
All right, listen. Congratulations, Faith. You've just won $100, a cash gift card, and you are smarter than nephew Tommy. Now, this is big, Faith. If you can correctly guess our 4-digit code using the numbers 0 through 9 in its exact order, you could win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. And we also have Steve's banker, Ken, on the line, who will verify if your 4-digit code is correct. Please keep in mind, this is not like the lottery. Please just say 1 single digit using the numbers 0 through 9, 1 digit at a time. Remember, we need a 4-digit code in its exact order. Order for you to win. Go, Faith.
9647.
All right, let's confirm with my Uncle Steve's banker, Mr. Ken. The 4-digit code, sir. 9647.
9647 is not correct.
Oh, Faith. But we're still, congratulations, girl.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, go with the doggone thing.
Congratulations.
All right, if you want to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, go to steveharveyfm.com to register. The Nephew, the King of Pranks, will be back with the prank.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. Jay and Tommy.
I heard about y'all.
You did a bad job, Sharon.
I'm just
telling you. I heard about y'all. Heard y'all wasn't trying to help nobody. Somebody said, Steve, you need to get back here because the Strawberry Letter is going down the drain.
Yes.
They not trying to help nobody.
Yeah, but first, come on, it's time for the prank phone call, Nephew Tommy.
This goes out to everybody that don't know how to tip the wait staff when they go to the restaurant. This is called tips.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing? I'm actually calling you from the seafood house. You came and had, I waited on you. You came and had dinner over here the other night.
Yeah, about 2 nights ago.
Yeah, how was your food? How was the service?
Everything was good. I don't have any complaints. I always enjoy when I come there. I never got a phone call from you guys. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm actually I don't know if you remember me waiting on you, but I actually waited on you.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. Would you say that my service was pretty good and up to par?
Yeah, like I said, man, everything was excellent. Every time I come there, the food is great, the service is good. I have no complaints. Everything is good.
Okay, good deal. Mr. Kenny, listen, you if you don't mind me asking, man, if you really thoroughly enjoyed the service as well as the food, and I'm assuming you come here a lot, so I'm assuming you really like the food that we put out. If you don't mind, if I could ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, if the service was so good and you enjoyed everything, why you tip me the way you did?
Excuse me? Why did I do that?
I mean, you know, you didn't even tip even close to 10%. You know,
First of all, let me ask you something, because I don't remember giving my phone number or writing my phone number down on any survey. I've never taken a survey, nor have I gotten a call from you guys. So how did you get my phone number?
Well, I'm just giving a courtesy call, and I'm just curious about, you know.
A courtesy call? Okay, that's fine. But how did you didn't answer my question. How did you get my phone number? Because I didn't give it to anybody there. So you've done something to obtain my
number. Well, I went on and done the research of what it took to get a number. So, yeah, I did. You know, it was just bothering me that you tipped me the way you did.
Well, it's bothering me that you calling me in the middle of the day, asking me about a tip. First of all, how much did you say I tipped you?
Yeah, I got $5 tip, and your meal was at least $80-some+.
Now, you've done all this research, and you got the wrong number. You got the wrong damn number. Because first of all, I tip more than $5. I used to work for tips, bro. So let me explain that to you. I used to work for tips, and I know what it's like. And then $5 is no. You got the wrong table. You done all this research for nothing.
No, you're the exact person. You're Mr. Kenny. I waited on you.
Yeah, I'm Kenny. But damn it, you don't got the wrong Kenny. Cause Kenny don't tip no damn $5. When I go, I ball, baby. I go to the seafood aisle because I want to entertain my people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't
okay,
have.
Okay, but see the problem I'm having. You know, you bringing your people and you want to ball and everything, but you balling with them, but you shortchanging the waistband.
I ain't shortchanging damn. Look, you complaining about $5. I give you $5 to get off this damn phone. That's what I give you $5 for. I don't tip no damn $5, bro. I got plenty of money. I don't need you to call me, tell me how to damn tip. I told you, man, I used to work for tips. I don't need you to call me.
You would think that if you were somebody that worked for some tips, that you would know how to come in and tip somebody at least 15%, man. I can't even understand how you come in, you balling, you done brought a couple people with you, and you leave me with $5.
Look here, man, I ain't leave you with no $5, man. I left at least $25 up in that thing, because I was hosting some people, and I wanted to show my gratitude for something, and you calling me about the wrong damn tip amount and the wrong person. You done got the wrong person and calling me.
I ain't got the wrong person. You missed it, Kenneth. I remember waiting on you and two other people when you came in there. What? Wasn't you in there with two other people?
Man, who the hell are you? How you know all my damn business anyway? Who the hell are you?
Because I'm the one that waited on. Let me tell you something. The only way we could really rectify that. Won't you do this, man? Won't you come back up here and bring me the tip that I deserve?
I ain't coming no damn way. I told you. Matter of fact, when I come up there again, I'm gonna look for your. You give me your name and you give me your manager name. Cause matter of fact. I'm going to call up there and come up there today because I don't appreciate you calling my damn phone about some tip. And I know good and damn well I took good money.
Okay, well, do this for me. Do this for me. When you do come up here today, will you bring me my damn tip money?
I'm going to give you a tip. Quit calling people about it. Tip and maybe make some better service, and you'll get a better tip. I'm bringing you a tip. I'm bringing you the tip of my shoe up your that one of my brain. Cause you got.
I get into the job today at 5 o'clock.
Hey, look here, man. It ain't no problem. That's perfect, because I get off at 5. And I'm going to come down there. I'm going to talk to your manager. Then I'm going to hand you the little extra money, tip money you want. Then I'm going to whoop your in the parking lot. That's what I'm going to do.
I ain't worried about getting my whooped. I want the tip.
So I'm going to give you a tip. Quit stalking people by the damn tip. That's what you stop doing. That's your tip. You see, you're going to piss me off now. See, I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to whoop some. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well,
I'm
going to
give you $5.
And what do I need to do to help you out?
Hey, what?
Hey, man, I ain't worried about nothing, because let me tell you something. If you whoop the same way you tip, I ain't worried about a damn thing.
No, check this out. You got the wrong number, but you got the right, because I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to let you see what it is, Flair. See, I try to conduct myself in a nice manner and be professional, but you done bought the out, and you going to get it. I got your tip. When I bought, you better weave. I'm going to come down there and beat your. That's what I'm going to do. You going to get the real. I'm coming down there as soon as I get off from work. You better not bring your down there. You better not.
I'm coming down there, babe. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to be there.
What's your name, dog?
You got a pen and a paper?
I remember your name. What's your name?
My name Tommy.
Tommy what? Cause Tommy who?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Say what?
Hey man, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Richard got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all. Man, you done got my damn pressure up, man. Y'all some stank. I'm gonna get both of y'all, Tommy. I'm gonna get both of y'all, cause y'all ain't right, man. You got me hollering in the damn building. My employees looking at me, man. They ain't never seen me act like this. I'm up here talking about a meeting so we can get our company Christmas party together, man. And you got me acting a damn fool here. Okay, y'all, man.
Hey, Kenny, man, I gotta ask you though, baby. Come on, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Take all the employees to the seafood house, man.
Hey, I'm scared to go down there now. They might be scared to go with me. That might be a good thing, though, because they're going to be pulling out their tips now. They're going to be, we got it, boss. We got it. Man, y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Keep it stupid.
That was crazy.
Stupid.
Hey, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm going to say it again. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Nephew is at the Stardome, Birmingham, Alabama. One of the biggest and baddest comedy clubs in the country, the Stardome. If you're in that area or around the way, get your tickets because the fool is coming. And ignorance only comes around once every 2-3 years. And here I come. Stupidity is on the way. What you think about that, huh? Ignorosity.
We live with it every day, so we understand. We'll be back at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million.
That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
And no, you're not.
Go to Steve Harvey FM to register right now. And now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter, Nephew.
and listen, if you need some advice on your relationship, on dating Steve, on work, on sex, on parenting, more, tell them to submit their Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com.
The voice.
And to just click Strawberry Letter. Tell them, Steve.
Yeah.
Better, what she said.
You better do what she said about them letters.
I just wanted to make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, no, all of them, man, they nice. they nice when we get them. Uh-huh. We read them and everything.
Thank you
we
for your support. Them. Yeah,
I just what I be wanting to do. I almost damn near sent one in the other day myself.
Did you now? So there you go. We're ready, nephew.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, subject. Should I overlook his trust issues? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old divorced mother of five. Recently, I met the man that I am now in love with. The chemistry was bananas from the moment we met. He accepted my children with no problem. To top it all off, he's tall, dark, handsome, and the sex is so good. It brought a tear to my eye one night. When we met, he was unemployed and living with his grandma, but he won me over with his persistence and great personality. I encouraged and helped him complete a training program and then start a career. Well, here's the dilemma. He is extremely jealous. Any misstep on my behalf, such as a missed call or a delayed text response, he starts to act crazy. He goes into a fit of rage and he says really hurtful things. He's called me a bee, a whore, slut, and he accuses me of cheating on him. His ex-wife cheated on him with his brother, so he has serious trust issues. He's crazy jealous and insecure behavior. His crazy jealous and insecure behavior breaks my heart. I never even considered cheating on him. What can I do to get this man to trust me? This really sucks. Please advise. You are so correct. This does really suck. But please know that this has absolutely nothing to do with you. All right? This tall, dark, and handsome loser is insecure and he's controlling. He's taking it out all on you. He's taking all of this out on you. Here you are, having done everything for him, you know, with the training program, helping him start a career and all of this, and this is the thanks you get? How dare he treat you like this, you know, by being so ungrateful? I just say to you, please don't let his bad behavior to start you to, you know, to be less confident. Have it start taking away your shine. I don't think no man is worth going through all of this. You ask what can you do to get him to treat you, to trust you. You're doing it, and you've done it, okay? What else can you do? I mean, you don't have to do anything else. I think you've done quite enough. I'm concerned that he can get violent with this abusive behavior that he's displaying if it continues. I just say, remember, you have five kids and that I'm assuming are rather young and impressionable since you yourself are only 32. They're watching everything you do, so I say be smart and get out while you can and while you still have your dignity, okay? He's disrespectful, and he doesn't deserve a woman like you. Steve?
Well, one thing is for sure. Don't nobody see these letters like me. I like to dig up under the letter and find out what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Should I overlook his trust issues? The beginning of the letter is quite clear to me. I'm a 32-year-old divorced mother of five. Recently, I met this man that I'm in love with now. The chemistry was bananas from the moment we met. That's a young term. It's bananas. It's bananas. That's a young term. The chemistry was bananas. Nobody describes they love life as bananas.
Dig in there, Steve.
Chiquita, Joe. It just ain't a good look when your relationship and chemistry is bananas. That's all it is? Ain't nobody mentioned love in this letter, though. So, but just cause it ain't there yet, it's just bananas. All right, he accepted my children with no problem. Yeah, that was big.
Yeah.
Five, that's big. I'll give him some credit. To top it off, he's tall, dark, handsome, and the sex is good. It brought a tear to my eye one night. I'm explaining to you why it was so good, because it starts coming out in the letter why his sex was so good. When we met, here we go. Right after you say the sex was so good, hear the reason why. When we met, he was unemployed, living with his grandma. This boy screwing for a place to live. He in here. This explained the whole top of the letter. You ain't got to wonder why the sex was so good it brought a tear to your eye. He needs somewhere to stay. He in here humping for homes. This is a new show that I'm going to do. It's called Humping for Homes. This is when you ain't got nowhere and you got to put it out to get yourself somewhere. I'm going to show y'all ladies how this works. I'm going to find a bunch of unemployed men that stay in their mama's and grandmama's basement.
Yeah.
And if they can come in here and bring a tear to your eye, they get somewhere to stay. You ain't going to believe the loving you going to get.
They got time for
it. It's a new show. It's called Humping for Homes. That's why it was so good, a tear to your eye. He's staying at grandmama's house. He ain't working. Men that ain't working got time to hone their skills. He ain't ever tired. He rested.
Yeah.
He got plenty. He got plenty. Don't nobody else want him. He got stuff backed up in him for months. Not very many women want an unemployed man. You did. Now, he in here humping for home. Now, he done brought a tear to your eye.
He been on the floor.
Yeah. Why he humping so good.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23.
I've been homeless. I have humped for homes before.
23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, King of Comedy yourself, Steve.
Okay,
part two.
This is part two of this letter talking about should I overlook his trust issues.
Yeah.
She done met this man she been in love with. Chemistry was bananas. Just bananas from the beginning. Just banana. That's bananas. It's a monkey love. He accepted my children with no problem. She a divorced mother of five. To top it off, he's tall, dark, handsome, and the sex is so good, it brought a tear to my eye. Then she told us why. Because it's right after that. When we met, he was unemployed and living with his grandmama.
Yeah.
How his sex ain't going to be good. He got time. He off. He ain't ever tired. He ain't got nowhere to be. And he stayed with his grandmama's house, which has now caused us, me and Jay and Kia, going to produce the new hit show, Humping for Homes. This is where we take unemployed men who ain't working and show you how good sex they can give out because they have the time.
Yeah.
All right, now. You said, but he won me over with his persistence and great personality. Hell, he gonna be nice. Hard to be rude, you ain't got no house. I've been homeless.
Was you nice?
Were you nice?
And nicer than I've ever been. Can't be rude, you stay in your car. So how you doing today, sir? Oh, I'm absolutely fine, ma'am. How are you?
Were you humping
people
for
I wouldn't
home?
Even speak to.
When you're homeless, huh?
Yeah,
you
I was very kind to them because they could be sheltered.
You look at everybody you look at is sheltered.
Yeah. Everybody was speaking to me had a key. I didn't. Stupid. This could be meal out of a plate, TV on the wall,
yeah,
all
wow.
that.
Man.
Wow.
So I encouraged and helped him complete a training program and then start a career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. If it happened that quick, let's quit talking about this training program and career you got.
Yeah.
You took him down there. He a fry cook. That's what we're talking about.
Hey, what? What? Say it again.
You took him down there. He the fry cook.
Oh, okay.
No, all of a sudden, he did the training program. It's 2 weeks.
So she's embellishing
that. Yeah. So he got a career. He's extremely jealous. Any misstep on my half, such as a missed call, a delayed text response, he starts and acting crazy. Let's just go back to why. You his home now. He got somewhere to live. What you mean you ain't answering no text? You moved? You didn't answer my text. You don't want me? Called you. You missed a phone call. You won't answer me.
Where am I staying?
He goes into a fit of rage. He says really hurtful things. He's called me a bee, a whore, a slut, and he accuses me of cheating on him. What? His ex-wife cheated on him with his brother. This ain't got nothing to do with you. He's referring to you as to what he's referring to his ex-wife as, because that's what he called her after she cheated with him with his brother. Your real issue was with both of them.
Wow.
But I'm going to beat my brother ass, though. He got an ass whooping coming. Your brother going to get his ass whooped.
Absolutely.
Now, me and you, we ain't cool no more. We ain't going to talk. I got all that. But my brother, though, he gonna get the flesh stomped off him.
What?
The flesh stomped off of him.
I know.
And he know that. He already know that.
So he's just skin and bone.
No. Now, his ex-wife cheated to his brother. He has said, he's crazy jealous and insecure behavior breaks my heart. I never even considered cheating on him. What can I do to get this man to trust me? This really sucks. You can't get this man to trust you. If you've done nothing to make the man...
Right.
Have you done nothing to cause mistrust in the man?
Right.
What can you do to get him to trust you? What else can you do? You're not doing anything wrong and he don't trust you.
Absolutely.
What can you do more right to get him to trust you when he don't trust you and you ain't done nothing? This is not a win situation. You're dealing with a person with some serious issues. Well, now you know why you done found Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, and he was available. Where does this outstanding man, he was unemployed. He was staying at his grandmama's house.
Yeah.
His mama even told him, you can't stay.
Oh, that's why he was at grandmother's house?
You at your grandmama's house because your mama done told you can't stay here.
He
went to mama first. You can't stay here. Boy, pull yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a daddy or something. Boy, you ain't finna come back up in here.
No.
Get your ass together. Mm-hmm. He went right over to grandma's house because he weak.
Come on,
he
baby.
Weak and he insecure.
Oh, man.
Yep, exactly.
Now, listen to me. You're not going to be able to win this man's trust because you've done everything that trustworthy people do, which is you've been loyal, committed, and you're giving him what he needs.
Exactly.
You're giving him, he's getting good sex, but he's also getting a place to come to.
He's getting the key.
He's never had that.
He ain't had that since he was
with his wife and she slept with his brother. She found out he wasn't nothing and said, well, hell, let me try.
That's how that happened?
Yeah. Well, I done made a mistake with him. Let me try his damn brother.
His brother.
They are good-looking people.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, they are. The whole family probably tall, dark, and handsome. His mama is tall, dark, and handsome probably.
Grandma tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. Just two pretty people in that house. This is all bad, lady. You should get out of this situation because it's not a win-win. See, regaining a person's trust is one thing. Having a person's trust and you've done nothing to get his mistrust is a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
What else can you do? You've done nothing wrong. So what? You have nothing to fix. You're trying to fix something that shouldn't even require fixing because it ain't broke. But he accusing you of being a bee, a hoe, a slut and all this because he talking about his ex messing with his brother.
Yeah.
And now you it. And until he get past them issues, you should run the other way. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Humping for Homes, people.
Humping for Homes
will be on BET Saturday nights.
Don't forget to join me this coming Thursday for Facebook Live at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Not for you so much, but just in general and for some people particularly on this show. Do you know what you're looking for in a future spouse? If you...
Cut my mic off.
do it. I can hear Jay in my mind.
Wait,
I'm out.
Jay,
but listen.
Out. Listen.
If you've been dating long enough to have figured out,
cut it off.
If you've been dating long enough to have figured out what you like and need in a serious partner, and we have a mental list of those qualities, Steve. So this could be for Jay and Junior.
No. We ain't got to do that. Let's ask them.
Okay.
Yeah,
Junior,
that's
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be way better than the list. Junior, what are you looking for in a quality mate?
Somebody don't talk as much.
Shut up. Feel like you need something to talk about.
Come on, man. I mean, we talk all day for a living. I don't really want to talk that much. Just, you know, just let me be. Look at me.
You want a quiet woman. Quiet partner.
Guess what happened at work today? Ooh, did you hear what so-and-so said? Guess what that happened? Yeah, it's the same thing happening every week.
Yeah, but you got to listen.
Yeah.
For what? Woman.
They want support. They want a sounding board, you know.
Just do like my husband. He go,
That's why.
Yeah, but then I'm tired of saying that. But Monica don't stop. I'm telling y'all.
Oh.
Do you love Monica?
She's got real love in here.
And we got the same tone, too.
You and Monica.
Yeah. We on the same level. So guess what happened? What happened?
So is that it? I mean, just if she doesn't talk a lot, surely.
It would be perfect.
Wow. That's it, just if she doesn't talk.
Well, I'll tell you this, Shirley. It don't sound good when she try to talk sexy. It don't sound good.
How does that?
I don't like that.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what?
Let's let her talk sexy. Let me hear
Monica thinks everything that comes out of her mouth is sexy.
No, she don't. She heard herself played back on TV and threw it into something.
Really?
She got to step outside your head to hear.
Yeah, your voice really doesn't sound like what you think it sounds like.
Right. No. Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, that right there.
Wants him to be quiet.
Yeah, so Junior,
and not talk as much.
And a partner, when you think about getting serious, you want someone who doesn't talk as much because you talk a lot for a living. So you like quiet.
Just quiet for a minute.
Okay.
You're not going to get quiet with Mississippi Monica. I can tell you that right now.
Nah. What about a fine deaf girl, Jim? Deaf girl.
Come on, Team Tommy.
Tommy found what he want. He can. What is it, Tommy? What you need?
No, I'm just asking. How is a fine deaf girl? Does that work for you? I mean, y'all not gonna really talk about that.
I got some jokes, but I ain't gonna do it because they're not gonna be. I mean, you know what? They're not gonna get done. Ain't nothing to do.
Come on, Jay.
None of it.
Nah, you're not gonna let them go.
No.
Because the ones I got, I already know.
That's too far.
I know mine not gonna make the cut. So
all right, but okay. So maybe we don't want to hear. We can't hear your jokes, Jay, because we know they're going to be on the edge, like you and your friend Mr. Harvey over there.
Yes,
but yeah. In a spouse,
at least
just
we told you.
Hypothetically,
I didn't threw the alley oop up.
Colin.
Who are you talking to?
Shirley,
go ahead.
Hypothetically speaking, Steve, I wanted to ask Jay, just if he were to be considering
Before
a spouse.
Before you finish this, I asked you when you started with this.
To turn my mic
off.
Why are you so touchy about this
Why
subject?
Are you so, yeah.
No. I mean, I don't ask for much on this show at all.
But you
I come in, I do my job, and I just leave. But I don't like, can I have this, or give me one of those, or can you lend me? There's going to come a time when I say, cut my damn mic off. Cut it off.
I just want to know wifey material quality.
I ain't asked for more money or nothing. I don't, I need a laptop. I ain't asked for not a damn thing on this show. Steve asked me to do something, done. You asked me, no problem. I'm going to ask from time to time, I'm going to ask you to cut my damn mic off.
But, Jay, you have to participate in our segment.
I need to be going through this with you.
But, Jay, we just want to hear wifey material qualities. We just want to hear from you.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
You can participate.
Give us one.
Yeah.
Give us one.
Oh, he's mad.
You know what? Is it? And then when I started cussing, like, oh, what's wrong with him?
He's so evil and bitter. Him? Yeah.
Why is he on the edge?
I've never known a person who can't even consider even talking about a hypothetical situation. It's not even
so
real.
He been married. No, I am Team J. He been married at least three times.
I'm Team J too. But it's tired. Not even real, though. Just pretend.
Well, ask his friend Steve what kind of quality you think Jay wants.
Steve, speak for Jay since he doesn't want to participate.
Well, what Jay do you wants think? Somebody who don't want to stay with him.
What kind of quality?
You mean?
That he want a relationship, but he don't want nobody that wants to live there.
Oh, live. Okay. Oh, he don't want same house.
And he wants a woman that's okay with not seeing him for 2 weeks.
What?
And he can go off for 3 days and come back without being questioned. He wants that.
Like he's on a binge or something?
No, binge. Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
Can't ask you about them 3 days, either. Can't check with him on it. You can't tell me that. Where you been? You be out.
Is this normal to you, Steve?
Oh, the years I've known him, quite long.
I don't understand. He's such a nice
person. This is how we do
sweet
it.
Person. He's so, such no, a nice person.
That's how he do it. That's how he do it.
Wow.
Oh, he's a nice guy. A
he's such a sweetheart, yeah.
And he just wants to joke all the time. Don't talk about nothing serious.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up next, sounds like he nailed it the way Jay is screaming in the background.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for us. Listen to this. What has your boss done to help you live your dreams?
What?
Come on. Y'all go and talk about it. Let me go and sit back.
What?
Listen, we're always helping our bosses.
Take it away, crew.
We're always helping our companies.
Damn that ain't the question about no you helping me. The question is, what has your boss done to help you live your dream?
Can I
get to answer the question?
Can I set it up, please?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about all that old other self talk. We do this and that. That ain't what the damn question is.
Yeah, but, you know, we got to set it up. All right. So, you know, we're always helping our bosses. We help our companies. Often we do extra work, then get left in the dust when our companies have bigger opportunities. But some of us have great bosses, okay? Trying to get to this part, Steve. Some of us have great bosses. Time for us to share with Steve, our boss, what he did for us to help us live our dream.
Who wants to go? Start?
I think Junior wants to
what?
Go first.
They got
to,
let me just say about my boss, live my dream.
Mm-hmm.
First thing my boss did was give me jobs.
Yeah.
First of all, let's just look at the jobs. Little Big Shot.
Yeah.
Apollo.
Yes, no.
Steve TV and this here morning show.
Yeah.
Now, what else do I have to thank him for?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
You're good?
That's five checks. That's good.
Junior. That's the come up right there.
And I'm nominated for an Emmy. What else?
What?
Can I do?
Come on.
Yes.
What else?
All right, the question is, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams? Go ahead, Carla. Are you still writing your list down? Because I know it's a lot.
Probably still.
Yeah, let me.
Tommy okay, ass can't even. He don't even know what.
No, Tommy's going last because
he over. He preoccupied.
He's your nephew. He's going last.
How long is it gonna take Tommy?
Oh, he might as well just. I can talk for Tommy.
No, he's gonna go last because you're his uncle.
Shirley.
Tommy's going.
I'm
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going.
So the first thing you've done is allow me to continue being an executive manager in radio for over 20-something years.
Yeah.
I think I am the only Black African American woman to be running a syndicated show in this country.
All right.
That's thanks to you. Let's see what else. And you encouraged me to launch my own lip gloss line. So thank you very much. Entrepreneur ownership, cosmetic guru, whatever you want to say. So thank you, Steve.
That's awesome. All right, here's the question. What has your boss done to help you live your dreams? All right, my turn. All right, first of all, Steve has made me laugh more than I've ever laughed in my entire life, which is a great thing. I mean, it just...
You be quiet.
Yeah, we're trying to give you love here.
I'm helping.
You've made me laugh, really laugh. Okay, here's the other thing you've done for me. You've taught me, because I didn't know this before I met you, you taught me about men and how men think and all of this kind of thing, okay? You taught me about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at first. I didn't have a dad. I didn't really have, you know, like a lot of male role models in my life. So you became that for me. So you became like a father, brother, uncle to me as well.
Yeah,
all right.
And that,
yeah, you made me. you really did, Steve. You gave me away at my wedding, you know, all of that, which culminated into me getting married and you giving me away at my wedding, you know?
Yeah.
You allowed me to help you write on your most successful book, your first time out. You know, I mean, really, you gave me credit for that. You paid me for that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And you keep me employed every day. So thank you very much, sir. We are answering the question, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams? Nephew Tommy,
you
are up.
Let me just tell Tommy.
Steve, be quiet.
Oh, no, you don't be proud of me, man. You've done a lot. You
hush.
You're his uncle, too.
Hush.
Tommy don't have to kneel.
Now, he has motivated me. And it's just certain lines that he has said to me directly that has just motivated me to follow my dream.
Yeah.
Cussed me completely out. That motivates me. Told me I was worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking
okay,
for
that's
one.
So motivation.
You ain't
told
sugar
me
honey
I
ice
would
tea
be told me I would be nothing without him.
Uh-huh.
Motivation.
Sugar honey ice tea.
Just told me yesterday I was stupid and unintelligent.
He did say
that. Yeah, well, said that.
Stop him when he lies.
Okay.
Let him go.
Motivated me to follow my dream.
Uh-huh.
My raggedy ass career. Yeah. Motivation.
So you move on.
Quit being a one job having sorry ass person. Quit
Old
being
your
that.
Yeah.
Yes. Motivated me to follow my
Old
dreams.
Your
now, and then he motivates me even more when he describes how I look. Shout, high ass, ugly ass man right there.
Very strange.
And it just motivates
me to try
to become.
Keeps you ground.
Don't forget turtle, Tommy.
Yeah, I left the turtle out.
Looks like the wax commercial.
But
okay.
That motive, all of these are motivational lines that I've gotten.
Thank you so much.
To follow my dream.
What, this is your response to the question, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams?
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Okay. He's done.
All right.
I have been cussed into my dreams.
Let me see
so
your
how
paper.
Do you feel?
Let me see
how
your
do you
paper.
Feel, Steve?
You know, some of the stuff I have forgotten.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate y'all remembering it.
Okay,
but, you know,
you
I do have a strange way of motivating at times.
Uh-huh.
But I am in the uplift business.
Mm-hmm.
It just aggravates me when the person I'm trying to uplift don't want to be lifted up.
Yeah.
Then I turn on them.
Get lifted.
You know. And but you all have turned out to be wonderful people. And wasn't because of me. But if I could have been any part of your success, I say you're welcome. But it wasn't because of me.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's go. Introduce Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is here again. I don't know what this is, but slowly we are losing friends of the morning show.
Yeah.
What is it now? Let's murder her
here. All right, here we go. Cardi B. Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B.
This is a really big song.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Bodak Yellow.
I meant to say Bodak Yellow is a big song. She even recorded it in Spanish. It's huge.
Yeah, people love it.
And it's dissing people. The song that I wrote is dissing people also.
All right.
Okay.
It's dedicated to people who go to school with a lot of stuff and they got everything and you don't have a damn thing.
Oh, I remember being that dude.
That was me. I had nothing.
Uh-huh.
That's what this song's about.
Had everything. Hard, everything.
Who had everything?
Charles Tripley, Lyle Nitz, everything.
Al Flowers had every damn thing. Wore a different outfit every day.
He drove a brand new car to school as a senior.
Yeah.
New car, though.
I got that in there. All that's in the song. You didn't have a damn thing. You had to hold your new clothes till a week after. This is for you right here. Follow me on J Spot Comedy. Check it out. This is the song on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With me, cause all my stuff is new. These ain't knockoffs, cause my daddy got them. These my school shoes from the store, and I got some more. These is brand new. I know you sick, so you can shut your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I eat hot lunch and I got money too. I'll lend you a pair if you want me to. I wear a new pair every week. You lucky that I speak to you. I got money, my stepdaddy rich, and I drive to school. Now it's time for some fake Spanish. I really hope that I don't offend. Better suck on my daddy, get on my pa, eh? Mini, mini, money, mo, uno, bed, get it, bump. Bubblegum, bubblegum, bubblegum. Bubblegum, 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 bubblegum.
Bubblegum, 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 bubblegum.
That's a hot track.
Fire. My stepdaddy rich.
I know. Right.
You lucky that I speak to you.
I know.
And I drive to school. It was Al Flowers.
You're so committed, though, when you do them, Jay. You're so committed. I love that.
But actually, what's be saying? Thinking he can sing.
Yeah.
And rap.
I ain't never seen nobody cover this many age ranges.
You do it, right? Only Jay. Only Jay. He knows all the hot jams, all of them.
Am I too old to do this?
No.
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? That is the game. While the winning continues this Monday morning at 7:20 Eastern and 6:20 Central, make sure you are registered to play because we are giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So come on, Steve, Jay. Right now it is time for Comedy Roulette. All right,
here
Jay?
Here I go. Here I go. It go like this. You give us five subjects, put them on a wheel, spun the wheel. Where the wheel stop, we do the damn thing.
Sound like what I was playing this weekend.
Spun the wheel.
Spun
the wheel,
though.
Spun the wheel, boy.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. Weekend. You guys ready? All right, let's go. Number one, being dumped.
Woo.
Number two, bedwetting. Three, bad games. Bad games. Four, old music.
I like that one. Yeah.
Old music. Okay, number five, I'm not the bank, okay?
I'm not the bank.
Not right. The bank.
That's spin it.
Okay, it stopped on old music, guys.
Old music.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean old music?
Old music. Back in the day, what we had to go through to get our music. It's not as simple as it is today.
Like old school.
What
music.
We went through to get our music.
Okay.
There wasn't no download. You wanted to record something, you take your recorder, you put it in front of the radio, put it on record, and pause. And wait for the DJ to shut the hell up so you can get the damn song. That's what you had to do.
That's
back.
What you had to do for all
that's
music.
But you shut up. I'm trying to record the Temptations.
He's just doing his job.
Stop talking.
You know what I like about old music?
Yes.
Old music was real subtle.
Yes.
You said what you wanted to say in a real subtle way. See, it was, you know, mystery. You know, in between the sheets. You know, real subtle when you say it with old music. Today is straight out. I'm about to dive in. See, that's it. That's the song.
Back then. You didn't do it like that.
You ain't do it like that.
No, it wasn't done that way. No.
But when you lose old music, when your cassette and all the ribbon hanging out, and that's the last of it you got, you got to go find you a number two pencil, stick it in that cassette, and get to turning that pencil to get that ribbon back in there so you can play your old music. That's how you do it.
You better talk about that.
Twist it around.
With a pencil.
Go ahead. Go ahead on.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Yes,
Steve,
sir.
What you got, man?
Real simple. If you just wanted some music, wasn't no download.
No, didn't exist.
Wasn't no put your thumb on here and buy it. You had to walk your ass to Mr. T's or George's music room.
Yes,
you
Chicago.
Had to walk.
Come on.
West side.
And buy the damn album, the 45, the cassette, or the 8-track.
Yes, on with sir. It.
That's
come
right.
On with it.
You
That's
had
right.
to walk and purchase it, cat back home, and hope it play.
Yeah. That is. Here's the thing about old music. If you did not know the name of the song,
come on,
you had to go to the record store and you'd say, do you have that song by, I don't know who it's by, he said, how it go. You would go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, I don't know that. Earl, come out the back. See what he's saying. See if you know the song. And you sing it again. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I ain't never heard that. Hey, Inez.
Coming up, Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Steve Harvey, you've brought your fabulous and very insightful, very informal, very motivating closing remarks back. It's something that you started years ago when you first started the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And people have grown to love them and you know, to live by them and be inspired by them. So what do you have for
us
today?
Here's today a real good piece of motivation that makes your quest to become successful a little bit simpler. You know, oftentimes people are stuck in a rut because they can't think their way clear to see the end result. What I mean by is some people make such lofty goals and then they sit there without a plan of attack to achieve that lofty goal until they've created a goal that seems so daunting that they don't even start the process of trying to accomplish it. For example, and this doesn't have to be the case, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say you want to be a millionaire and you say, wow, I want to make $1 million. And then you start thinking of how to make the $1 million. And because you can't, it becomes so daunting. Making $1 million is difficult. If it were easy, wouldn't you do it by Friday? Wouldn't you? Of course you would. But it's a little more difficult than that. So here's what I had to learn in my life. Everybody listening to this was born with a gift. It's inside of you because God is very fair. He didn't put it on a mountaintop. He didn't hide it under a rock. It's in you. And your gift is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. In that lies your greatest chance for success. There's a scripture that says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. Let's just look at the first part of that. Your gift will make room for you. My interpretation of that has meant what my gift has done for me. It has allowed me to spread out. It has taken me places I never dreamed I'd go. Your gift will do the same thing for you. So now, let's just talk about your ability to get to the million. I think it's with your gift. Because if that's what that he gave you and instilled at you at birth, was to make room for you, here's your chance. Now, how do I do that, Steve? I call it the maximize your effort by 10 theory. It's just something I came up with driving when I was homeless and coming up with how to make it. And I discovered something. All of you have something that some would pay you $10 to do. Some of you paint, some of you teach, some of you babysit, tutors. Some of you work with your hands. Some of you can sing, some of you can choreograph. Some of you, there's so many things. Cut grass. I mean, play the piano. Some of you do something. Some of y'all work on cars. Some of y'all drive. But all of you have something that you will do that someone will give you $10 to do. All of you have something that someone will pay you $10 to do because you do something that someone else can't do. So now all you got to do, instead of trying to figure out how to make $1 million, is go make the $10 that you're able to make. Once you make that $10, I want you to do it 10 more times. When you do it 10 more times, you now have $100. Once you have $100, it's very simple. Do the same thing you did to make the $100 10 more times. You now have $1,000. See, you don't have to keep thinking of something else to do. Just keep doing the same thing that you've been doing. Just do it, multiply the effort. It's the effort that maximizes and brings about the fruition of what your life can be. So if you make $1,000 and you do that 10 more times, I have news for you. You now have $10,000. Now, in order to make $100,000, you might need a little bit of help. You might need to hire somebody to help you do the thing that you do. But if you make $10,000 and you do what you did to make $10,000, which is the same thing you did to make $10, if you do it 10 more times, you now have $100,000. Now listen to me, my friends. Once you have $100,000, I can assure you, you are going to need help. Because in order to maximize $100,000, you have to have some like-minded people around you. Nobody gets to the top alone. Nobody becomes successful and wealthy by themselves. They form partnerships, relationships, they get employees. But once you make $100,000 doing the same thing you did to make $10, if you do it 10 more times, I have news for you, my friends. Congratulations. You have just made $1 million with a $10 idea. Stop trying to figure out how to make the million when all you got to do is take your $10 gift that God has put in you. It's $1 million gift that you have. You just haven't broken it down inch by inch. Anything's a cinch, and maximize the efforts. That's how you become successful. These jokes that pay me what I make now, it's the same jokes that pay me $25 a night. They the same jokes. It's all English. I don't know no more words now than I knew then. I've taken these $25 jokes and I've maximized them over and over and over and over and over and over and over. It's the same jokes I was telling. Babysitters who charge $50 to watch kids, babysitters end up opening up daycare centers. Daycare centers turn into franchises, creme de la creme, Montessori schools. These are national franchises. Somebody was just babysitting. My partner used to cut grass for $3 in the front, $3 in the back. He got a landscaping company in Cleveland. He makes $4 million a year. What is it that you do that somebody will pay you $10 that you can maximize your effort for and turn it into your million? Quit trying to figure out how to make the million. Take your $10 skill set and start hammering it. And beating it, and working it, and grinding, and hustling, and multiplying, and magnifying it, and you'll make $1 million. That's my closing remarks. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you. Our All Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.